We have a second question.
My name is Miranda. I work for Hackney Law Centre, which helps people with no means to assist with their legal problems. My question to you is, what emotions does somebody need to fight injustice when everything is against them, when they want to have a new political world, but the authorities are against them? What are the emotions they need to keep strong and to keep their mental strength to help them change that world? What emotions?
Thank you.
Be positive.
Thank you. And we have one last question before it is. Somebody who caught my eye, whose hand is now up, right? No, it's further over, and it's that gentleman whose hand is still up. Thank you for the succinctness of the first two. Sir, your name and a quick question to his
wife. My name is Sahaluddin. Wonderful speech, wonderful talk, very practical. You are a valued foreign citizen living in India, where in fact intolerance is unfortunately endemic. By the way, Britain, in my view, is a very tolerant society. It's on the whole very tolerant, although actually inequality is very great in this country. But what I want to know is, in India, where actually intolerance is very great, also inequality is very great. I was wondering, as one of the most valued foreign citizens living in India, what is your contribution to tolerance within Indian society?
Thank you very much. And I'm just going to check with His Holiness that he's got all three questions. It was quite an easy one to start with. In your own time and in your own order, Your Holiness.
And your first question, Mark. I think everybody, as I mentioned earlier, loves freedom. So I think the people in mainland China, and also I think Hong Kong people, I think what you have you, the totalitarian closed society, too much heavy censorship. I don't like that. I think you also have the same sort of feeling. So, I usually use expressing 1.3 billion Chinese people have every right to know the reality. And once Chinese people knows the reality, people have the ability to judge what's right or what's wrong. So therefore, according to that reality, censorship is immoral. Then another point.